KJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. And taking a look at sports this morning here on KJAN. Highlighted by a 38-point third quarter, the University of Iowa women's basketball team shot its way into a season-opening 96-81 victory over Northern Iowa to open the 2020 season inside of Carver Hawkeye Arena on Wednesday night. And Coach Lisa Bluter improves to a perfect 21-0 in the season openers at Iowa, and it's a bounce-back win from last season, 88-66 loss to UNI. Despite having no fans in the stands, Iowa put on an offensive clinic, scoring the most points against UNI since the 2002-2003 season. The Hawkeyes jumped out to a fast start, leading 19-4 midway through the first quarter, but the Panthers slowly chipped away in the second quarter, taking a 30-29 lead, which will be the first and only lead for UNI. Iowa closed out the first half on an 8-0 run to lead 43-36 at the break before shooting 66.7%, or 10 out of 15 from the floor, 6 of 8 from deep, and 12 of 14 for the charity stripe in the fast-paced third quarter. The quarter that barely saw the shot clock below 20 seconds, Gabby Marshall put an exclamation on the scoring outburst with a corner three-pointer as time expired on the third to give Iowa a 63-44 lead heading into the fourth quarter. UNI, who was led by Cam Finley's 22 points, outscored the Hawkeyes in the fourth, but the Hawkeyes left the court with a victory of 15 points. Ashley Jones scored 25 points, and the number 15 Iowa State women opened their season with a 69-43 victory over Omaha, though without head coach Bill Fennelly. Jones shot 11 of 17 and grabbed 7 rebounds. She had 17 points in the first half as the Cyclones shot out to a 33-22 lead before outscoring the Mavericks 21-9 in the third quarter. Kristen Scott finished with 10 points and 9 rebounds. Fennelly is in a 14-day quarantine after contact with someone who tested positive for COVID-19. Associate head coach Jody Steyer is handling the head coaching duties. Josie Feiler scored 10 points for Omaha. The Iowa men overcame a sluggish start to post a season-opening win Wednesday afternoon.
Iowa by 2, 24-22. Here's a strip by Toussaint. Steal by Bohannon. Hawks are running. Here comes Murray. Great catch. Layup no good. Put back good by Patrick McCaffrey. And a free throw coming with 7:14 to play in the first half.
That's Gary Dolphin with the call on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Luca Garza had 26 points and 10 rebounds. And the fifth-ranked Hawkeyes took control with a 20-2 run and a 97-67 win over North Carolina Central.
You know, they tried to slow the game down a little bit on us in the beginning, so it was kind of a rough start. But once we got out in transition, we were able to score the ball. We kind of opened the game up, sped them up a little more. They kind of struggled with our press. But that's a good team. You know, they've won their league 4 years in a row. And it's looking like they have a chance to do it 5 years in a row. So proud of our guys.
And that's Luca Garza, who said it was a long wait since having the last season canceled in March.
We knew the day would come that we'd be out here, and we were just believing and working hard, preparing for that date. And, you know, obviously November 25th has come. You know, we got to win, and we're just going to continue to keep rolling.
Patrick McCaffrey had 16 points off the bench, and Keegan Murray added 12 off the bench. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
You know, this team has, you know, won their conference 4 straight years, and they'll probably win it again for the fifth. So, we knew this would be a test. You know, this was not a gimme. But I'm really proud of the guys. I thought off the bench, I thought Patrick and Keegan Murray were tremendous.
Elsewhere, Tavian Hollingsworth scored 26 points as Western Kentucky beat Northern Iowa 93-87 in the first round of the Bad Boy Moores Crossover Classic. Davion McKnight added 21 points for the Hilltoppers, while Luke Frampton scored 14. A.J. Green and Noah Carter led the Panthers with 28 points apiece. Northern Iowa lofted a barrage of three-pointers, making 20 of 39 from the distance, 12 after halftime. But Western Kentucky dominated the paint 44-12 and got 42 points off the bench. Garrett Sturts scored 15 points and grabbed 10 rebounds to lead Drake to an 80-70 victory over Kansas State in a basketball season opener. Sturts made all three of his field goal attempts and 9 of 10 free throws, including 4 in the final 1 minute 19 seconds, when the Bulldogs made 10 straight from the line to pull away. Tramell Murphy scored 12 points with 7 rebounds, and Shaquan Hemphill added 10 points, including a dunk to put Drake ahead for good with 7:24 remaining. Wildcats senior Mike McGurl scored a career-high 22 points on 8 of 15 shooting, and Daquan Gordon, a sophomore, tied his personal best with 15 points. Elsewhere in sports, Nebraska will be out to snap a five-game losing skid against Iowa when the teams collide on Black Friday in Iowa City. The Huskers are 1-3 after getting clobbered at home by Illinois.
Our guys have responded this week. Energy's way better. I think they're excited to play Iowa. Iowa's a really good team. It's going to be a black and blue game like it always is against those guys. They're going to make you earn it, and we respect them, but we want to play as hard as we can, and I think the guys are going to prepare.
That's Nebraska coach Scott Frost, who said the Huskers need to be ready to match the physical challenge the Hawkeyes offer.
I got so much respect for Coach Ferentz and their program. We've been in two close ones that we lost at the last second the first 2 years. They're going to make you earn it, man. They're a physical team. They're good on defense. They do a great job on offense. We're excited to be playing.
Pressure is building on Frost to show progress in his third season at the helm at Nebraska.
The progress is evident when you're inside these walls, but it's got to show up on the field. And we're playing three games against three good opponents. We're going to take our swing. There's no doubt that the improvements are being made. It's got to show up on the football field, and we've got to catch some momentum.
That's a look at sports for this hour. We'll have more coming up next hour. This report brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.